Play the music.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome back to The Table.
A podcast where beauty is not in the eye of the beholder. It's across the room from Tyler and I.
Very true.
Because wow. Joining us today is none other than delightfully Southern Donna Jackson, a.k.a.
Mom.
Wow. Hi. Let's give a round of applause. Oh,
yay. Also, I'm Tyler.
I'm Cody.
We're your friends.
That's true.
Y'all, I'm so excited.
It has been a long time
coming. It has been a very long time coming.
A long time.
Hi, Mom. Hey, baby. How you is?
I'm good. How you is?
I'm good.
How's my other baby?
I was about to say, hi, second mom.
How's my other baby?
I'm wonderful. Ladies and gentlemen, the show we've got for you today, you just ain't ready for it. You just ain't, but we are. It's going to be very fun. We've got another split topic show for you today. Mom has brought her own topic.
Wow.
And we'll get to all that fun here in just a moment. But before we do, we got a little segment for you.
Never have I ever.
Oh, my.
All right, y'all. Y'all ready?
I don't know.
I'm ready.
The Lord's going to expose some things today.
Oh, boy.
Because today, never have I ever lied to a police officer in an attempt to get out of a ticket.
Tyler.
Tyler.
How dare you?
It wasn't necessarily a lie.
Okay.
Like, it wasn't like a I'm telling a straight up fib.
Was it the full truth? The whole truth and nothing but the truth?
It was it was an exaggeration.
Please do tell. And the fact that your mind went immediately to it, I feel conviction in the room, Mom.
Well, it didn't work anyway. So flashback, Thanksgiving 2020.
Oh,
I get pulled over Thanksgiving Day, okay? Thanksgiving Day, I am on my way home to see my family to eat dinner. I got two loads of laundry in the back of my car, ready to go do some laundry, ready to eat some turkey. And I see them lights. I see them coming. I said, oop, I knew. You want to know why I knew? Because I was going like 86 on a 65.
That's criminal speeding, just so you understand.
Oh, I understand. I was definitely made aware because I was promptly pulled over. And he was like, what's the rush? I said,
wow. Allegedly, by the way. Allegedly.
Right. Said, no, I already paid the tickets.
Okay, you're good. It's not his time.
He said, what's the rush? I said, I haven't seen my family in a while. And I'm going to see them for Thanksgiving. I was excited to see them.
I would have wrote you a ticket.
He 100% did. And you want to know what's hilarious? I said I wasn't, like, I didn't live there. But my parents' address is on my driver's license. So it has a Loosedale address.
You loser. Oh, Tyler.
Ooh-wee. So, like, he knew. It was bad.
That man said,
he said,
no,
you live in
sir.
Stone County based on your tag. Your ID says Loosedale. Like, how long could it have possibly been?
That man looked at you and said, no, sir. I haven't seen my family in quite some time.
Right. He's like, I'm working on Thanksgiving.
Right.
That man wrote me almost a $300 ticket.
Oh, my word.
Well, I was like going 20 miles over the speed limit.
Yeah.
Ouch.
It was bad. So, yeah, it was an exaggeration. But I hadn't seen them in a while. It just wasn't like
tisk.
It wasn't the way that I was implying for it to be.
Tyler, what about you, Mom? Have you ever lied to an officer?
I can't remember ever lying to one. I've had my fair share of pullovers. Okay,
really?
Same. And one cop. I don't know why they come up and ask you, "How are you doing?" I was like, "I was doing fine." Did you stop me?
Yeah, I'm great.
I'm like, dude, I got to go.
Right, we got places to be. Thanksgiving dinner to eat.
That mac and cheese getting cold.
Right.
Yeah. I got a ticket, but I don't. It's been so long ago, but.
Well, jeez. Yeah, I get them regularly.
But I did outgrow that.
Really?
Tyler, so there's hope for you.
I hope so, because I've been getting like what? I had two within the span of like
now,
2 months.
Now, you know, Delana and James is going to dispute what I just said.
Oh, of course. Lord. Yeah, okay. Well, you won't have to worry about Tyler gravely disputing it because he's not going to listen.
Ooh. Mm. and
yeah, shame.
Y'all, I literally had two tickets at the end of 2020 last year.
How dare you?
It was bad.
I hope I don't get jinxed and like get one going home now.
Well, you're going to have to be super careful. Yeah, we don't. Right. That's right. We don't receive that.
You're right. Shame on me.
Okay.
Cody, have you told an untruth?
I mean, no.
Oh.
When's the last time you got pulled over, Cody?
The last time I got pulled over.
Was it your birthday?
It was my birthday.
And you told the truth.
And the lady pulled me over, and I was on my lunch break, and I was headed to lunch to meet with Mom and Sarah. And I think I've told this on here before.
You have.
But for those that are joining us for the first time, welcome, by the way. She was like, hey, what's your rush, man? I said, it's my birthday. I'm on my lunch break. I'm trying to meet my mom and my wife for lunch. I only have an hour. And she did not write me a ticket. She did issue me a warning and wish me a happy birthday. But she also took those precious minutes away from my lunch break, so I was kind of sad. But I was thankful that I didn't get a ticket.
Look, we were praying so hard.
I know. I texted them, and I was like, I just got pulled over. And
pray, saints, pray.
Yeah. We did.
Like, I broke the law, but try to get me out of it.
Right.
Lord had mercy.
He did. It was the first time that I've gotten pulled over and not received a ticket. Wow. Every other time before that has been zero mercy.
Is it because you told the truth?
No, I've always told the truth. Oh. The thing is, every time I've been pulled over,
it's because it was his birthday.
I think so.
Probably.
So that's when we got to do our criminal speeding. It's on our birthday.
Well, Tyler,
I'm not taking that chance, Tyler.
Tyler does it every day, so
I've slowed down a lot.
You speed like non-discriminately. I've slowed down a lot. I only go 80 now.
Stop it.
Oh, okay. Him, not me. I obey the speed limit.
Well, it depends on if I'm going somewhere that I need to get to.
Yeah, well, you gotta leave earlier.
If I'm leaving work. I literally, like the other day from work, I got in trouble for this. I left work 7 minutes early and was driving like 80 miles an hour down 49 to get somewhere to eat.
Oh, my word. Of course you were.
I was meeting people there.
You got in trouble at work?
Yeah.
Oh,
it wasn't like a road up trouble. It was like, now Tyler.
I'm sorry. I thought we were all adults.
Well, it was only 7 minutes, and it was
exactly.
And like,
it's only 7 minutes, friend.
And it made a difference with that 5 o'clock traffic in Hattiesburg.
Right. Time is money, baby.
Yeah, that's why I left.
Right.
Oh, I thought you were coming to their defense.
No, I'm on your side. Time is money.
My defense, I should have like told them ahead of time, but I was thinking about food. That was it.
I understand.
I said bye.
as we typically do.
Right.
So we're all criminals. Okay.
Basically.
Mom.
Yes.
What's your topic?
Okay, boys.
Oh gosh.
Y'all ready?
I'm so excited.
I'm so nervous.
Okay, y'all know that I am a avid, dedicated listener to this show.
You literally sit here right now
in table merch.
In merch.
In your merchandise. I listen. I talk to y'all while I'm going down the road. And I talk to y'all and let y'all know where y'all messing up and what my opinion is.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you.
And there's one topic that is very familiar to this podcast. Okay. And that is food.
Oh, yes.
Oh, praise God.
Hey.
But there is one particular item that I've not heard y'all talk about. So therefore, I had to share. Ooh. Y'all are missing out if y'all don't go to Zaxby's.
True. Honestly.
So, what does a good mama do?
She bought us some Zaxby's.
She shows up today
with
two bags full of Zaxby's.
Look, that was the Lord and right there.
Testify, brother.
Because, look, I've been having a rough day today.
It's been a rough day.
I ate nothing since yesterday.
Mama knows.
The Lord just dropped that in your spirit one time.
Well, some backstory, some inside baseball here of how this goes down. We had told Mom, you know, make sure you have a topic. And she was like, okay, I have my topic. I'm going to have props. And we were like,
props. I was like, this is a podcast.
You're going to be happy.
She was like, it's food related and you'll understand. You're going to be happy. And I was like, okay. Like,
Whenever you initially text me that she had brought food, I thought she had brought more like weird food for us to try.
Oh, no, I'm so glad she did.
Yeah. But I thought, you know, just in case you guys haven't tried it, because I've not heard y'all talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all talk about Chick-fil-A. Love Chick-fil-A.
Love Chick-fil-A.
Love Popeyes.
Love Chick-fil-A.
Taco Bell, love all those places, yeah, but I've never heard Zaxby's.
I do like Zaxby's because here's the thing. I love Cane's, but Cane's doesn't season their chicken.
Mm.
Like, and Zaxby's actually does, and I
enjoy
that a lot
more. Well, the first time I tried Zaxby's, it was the closest to my chicken that I cook homemade.
Really?
not so much now, but at the time when it first opened up, when it, the first one was in Mobile that we went to, it was the big thing. So
yeah,
that was the first time they'd ever used like seasoned salt, mm-hmm. you know, and not just regular salt.
Right.
And I was like, this is so close to my homemade. And so I love it. But I mean, you know, Chick-fil-A has its place too.
Well, absolutely. But the thing about it is that Zaxby's has a much bigger variety on their menu. Because I've been to Zaxby's before. They have egg rolls and stuff like at a chicken place, which I love.
And they also have, I did check, I haven't tried it, but they do have the sandwiches as well. I know y'all talk a lot about Popeye's
sandwiches. Their chicken sandwich.
And Chick-fil-A's chicken sandwich, y'all compare those. Good. But Zaxby's has one, but it looks like in the picture that it's on the Texas toast.
Yes.
Instead of a bun.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
So. Their appetizers, they have a big list of appetizers that are just like, I think they have a thing of cheese curds, if I'm not mistaken.
I think they do.
I don't know, but their green salad is awesome.
They have a green salad?
Yes, and you can get grilled or fried chicken in it.
Oh, okay.
So good.
See, you can't be doing that at Cane's. So Cane says, you're going to get this fried chicken, and it's going to be one of these options.
I couldn't, like, bring this topic to the table. And not take the chance that y'all hadn't experienced it, so I had to bring props.
You did the right thing.
You absolutely did the right thing.
So I'm welcome back at a later date.
Of course.
As long as I bring props.
Look.
As long as you bring food specifically.
Look, I'm going to pull up
chicken
their
casserole,
menu.
Chicken casserole, Cody.
Ooh. Now, how do you make your chicken casserole? Because I'm very picky when it comes to chicken casserole. Well, I mean, I'm going to eat it anyway because I'm sure it's
good. Oh, dude, it's fantastic. You need to have some.
Do you really want me to tell you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Well, you can either use a whole chicken or you can use like chicken breast.
Okay.
And I boil it in chicken broth.
Okay.
And once that's done, you take mm-hmm. your chicken out and then you put the egg yolk noodles in the same broth.
Ooh.
And you boil those.
Mm-hmm.
And then you mix a can of cream of chicken, the family size cream of chicken
yes.
soup.
Is there any other kind?
Cream of mushroom soup, a larch, as James would say,
a larch.
Sour cream.
That's me, I'm larch.
You mix that together and you mix the noodles once they're done and the chicken.
Ooh-wee.
You mix that all together, put it in your casserole dish, and then you crumble Ritz crackers on top.
Don't forget my diet coke.
Ritz
and
crackers.
And Cody loves it.
It's so... Why are you surprised?
Because it's
got cream of mushroom soup in it.
Well, that it's like it's not a burger or right. taco or something.
Fam, let me tell you something. I grew up on that stuff.
Ooh,
it is fantastic. And I would eat some right now if I could.
I am dead. Okay, so I just pulled up their menu and I am looking. They have like wings there, like mm-hmm. bone in, bone out wings mm-hmm. kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Aside like that, plus the chicken tenders and stuff. I'm trying to get to their appetizers because I was.
Well, what's so funny is the other day I went by there and, you know, I placed my order and the guy says, I said, thank you. He said, my pleasure. I'm like, oh, he used to work at Chick-fil-A.
No, that seems morally wrong.
Disrespect.
Yeah, that seems disrespectful for him to say that.
Copyright.
Chick-fil-A actually sues.
Stop it.
Like, do y'all get, like, anytime you go somewhere and they say my pleasure, when they respond back to you, mm-hmm. you're automatically thinking, they used to work at Chick-fil-A?
I haven't had anywhere else say it, honestly.
Me and Tyler have been having really bad luck lately.
Really?
With, like, service.
We really have. We've been struggling.
It's been really rough.
Now, recently, we had an experience at Buffalo Wild Wings that was unmatched.
Oh, yeah.
The waitress was amazing. Because the problem that we have is, like, a lot of times there's either a communication barrier or that person just really does not want to be there.
And they don't. Here lately, there's been no attempt to hide that. Mm. Like, they are very clearly displeased. You are an inconvenience. Because you're here adding to their job. and Tyler, like the other day, Tyler was at, and we both were there, at an establishment. And Tyler noticed that this particular person was obviously not having a good time. So he reached out. He was like, how are you today? You know, just trying to be friend. And she looked at him and said, I'm fine. Like, clearly I'm not.
Like, she was ready to fight me.
Yeah, she was. She like stopped what she was doing and looked up and was like.
Like, I thought she was going to hock a loogie in my sandwich.
She was like.
Don't want a hock a loogie.
Don't want a hock a loogie.
Well, that's gross.
She wanted to hock a loogie.
I think she would have been more pleased with like punching you in your face.
Yeah, that's. Mm. It was unfortunate. It really was.
It was to the point where the Holy Ghost stopped me. But I literally was going to like, as I was paying and walking out, I was going to like turn around and be like, sorry to bother y'all. And then leave, but
it was bad.
But yeah, the Lord stopped me.
It was, but like it, in those times, we have to be God's children.
We have to be gracious and merciful.
And then leave a church card.
That's why you pray before you go outside. Exactly. Because especially nowadays.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, everybody seems to be so on edge. I
know. It really is. This panorama that we're in has just got folks.
You need to let the love of Jesus shine through and be their peace.
Yes. Hey!
Minister.
Glory! You
know, I mean, look. Talking to self here.
Did you find what you were looking for?
Yeah.
Okay.
They got they got fried white cheddar bites. It's cheese curds.
It's cheese curds.
They got fried pickles.
Ooh. Huh.
And it looks good too, friend. They look like Buffalo Wild Wings fried pickles. Mm. They got spicy fried mushrooms. That sounds good.
I'm gonna let y'all have that.
Yeah, she don't like them.
I don't do spicy.
Really? True.
I thought you were turned off by the mushroom part.
No, I like mushrooms, but I don't do spicy.
Oh, I love spicy.
I can't believe Cody eats a spicy sandwich.
I know, it's so good. Same. Too.
Well, sometimes he'd be like, "This is a little hot today."
I mean, it's hot. it does get hot, but you just gotta dip it in a little bit of extra ranch.
But you just have to understand that's so outside of.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I've
definitely matured.
Sarah's been very good for you with that.
She really has. Sarah has been great for me in many areas.
Aww. Yeah. Shout out to Sari.
Shout out to Sarah. I love her.
We love her too. Wow.
So let's talk about what we experienced today. Zaxby's. What was yours like?
So it was the first thing I noticed. I saw seasoning on there. Mm-hmm. I'm serious because that is so important to me because there's so many just basic chicken places.
Yeah.
And their chicken tenders were seasoned. I was like, ooh.
Glory, you didn't have to add anything to it, did you?
Not a thing. See, when I go to Cane's, I carry a thing of Tony Sadger's with me because their chicken is so bland. And I mean, I get it that Cane's, like, it had, like, their special sauce is what makes them great. And that if you eat it with a special sauce, you're fine. But I don't like to eat every bite with sauce. I like to eat some bites by itself and stuff like that. So the fact that the chicken was seasoned, perfect. Chef's kiss.
And you enjoyed the coleslaw?
I did. I hate coleslaw. And
but you sure did eat it, friend.
I ate that first, and I ate it fast.
Because we've established that you're like a sides first kind of guy.
Yes,
so he went straight to the coleslaw.
It wasn't as sweet as it normally is.
Yeah.
Like, because coleslaw is usually too sweet, and it just like has that weird aftertaste. I'm just like, ah.
They're hit and miss on their coleslaw, we'll say that.
Well, it was good today.
Yeah, today it was, but I have had it, and I love their coleslaw, but it just went straight to the trash.
Well, even after you came, like, you came from Ocean Springs?
D'Iberville. I picked it up in
D'Iberville.
Yeah.
That's like, what, 40 minutes from here?
Yeah.
All the food lasted in the car for 40 minutes, and I had a great time.
I also had a great time. I'm not going to sit here and say that I like it better than Cane's.
Well, that's fine.
I love Cane's.
I do love Cane's. I love Cane's chicken sizes. Like the size of chicken.
Well, and that
the size of the tenders.
That was one of the things, too, because it's really not fair to compare Zaxby's to Chick-fil-A.
No.
But it would be fair to compare Zaxby's to Cane's.
Yeah. Well, and so, first of all, again, Tyler brought up the fact that it's a 40-minute drive from where you got them here. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't have known it.
That was me going the speed limit, Tyler.
For Tyler, that's a 20-minute drive.
Right, exactly.
So the tenders were really good. They were, I experimented with a variety of sauces. Mm-hmm. I had some O'Charley's honey mustard, which was garbage. I had Chick-fil-A sauce, which was amazing. Mm-hmm. And also the
Zach sauce.
The Zach sauce.
I really liked it.
It's good, but. Again, if we're comparing it to Cane's, I'm like, Cane's sauce is just like where it's at.
Now, they did. Now, and this is, of course, because the 40-minute drive, the toast was a little cold. But, like, I could tell they actually buttered their toast. It wasn't just, like, a piece of white bread in there. Because I've been to some places that when they add toast to it, it's literally just a toasted piece of white bread. There's no butter on there at all. So, like, I had butter on mine, and I was and Cody's. it was great.
I took note of something, too, about the sauce specifically. And that was that the sauce came in a packet. Mm-hmm. That was been manufactured somewhere.
Yeah.
Whereas Cane's sauce, to my understanding, is made in-house.
Oh.
So that may have something to do with it as well.
Well, it was still really good.
It was really good. I had a great time.
Well, I'm not a big sauce person, so.
I like me good either. Sauce.
I like it that you can eat it without having to have sauce.
I thought we talked about that with the Chick-fil-A thing and stuff.
Oh, that's true. You're right.
I'm not a big sauce person, but that's why the seasoned chicken is more important to me.
Exactly. Because that's true. That's a very fair point because I am such a sauce person.
Like, which is understandable why Cane's would be better.
I'm not bothered at all by the lack of. Now, don't get me wrong. Don't hear what I'm not saying. I love some good seasoned chicken.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to be like, ew, I'm not going to Cane's. Not that you're being like that.
No. Me. I would go to Cane's.
Yeah, for sure.
I would go to Cane's now.
Right now? Let's do that. Let's over
round two of chicken.
Hey, I am not opposed.
Look, overall, my experience, 10 out of 10, it was wonderful and delicious.
Is it because you were so hungry, Tyler?
That is a part of it, I'm sure.
I don't think that's a fair vote. Because I think you were too hungry.
Well, what we'll have to do then is try again in the near future.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. They have I said it earlier, but they have a sensation salad, and it comes with egg rolls. I don't know if they still have it, but last time I went, they had it. I just love egg rolls.
So to be clear, mm-hmm. you.
Yes.
Are you like more towards Zaxby's than Cane's, or which one do you prefer?
Yeah, because it's just right there at my door.
I got it. Well, okay, but taking that out of it, though, if you have them both.
I've only eaten Cane's a few times. I've eaten Zaxby's more than Cane's. So.
I feel that.
But could that be because of the availability?
Probably, yes.
Okay.
But I don't have anything against Cane's.
Well, rightfully so.
Well, insane. I don't hear what I'm not saying. Right. Like I said, I would go to Cane's now.
For sure. But I just wonder, like, I feel like you would enjoy Cane's sauce a lot. When was the last time you had Cane's?
Ooh, Cane's sauce is good.
Oh, my gosh. Probably...
Ooh, Cane's
it's
sauce?
Been too long.
Yeah.
If you're looking up in the air trying to figure
it's
out.
It's been too long for me as well. Time. Yeah.
Well, we all need to go to Cane's.
It's been before the...
No, we need to go to B-Dubs.
Ooh, I agree.
I haven't been in a while.
Absolutely. Oh, we need to go. We can go to all these places.
Right. Well, I haven't been to Cane's since before the Pangea. So... I really need to go.
The panoramic and the Pangea. Tyler said, I will not call it what it is. I will call it something else.
But like I could imagine Fusackley's chicken with Cane's sauce.
That Fusackley's has good chicken?
Oh, I did not mean Fusackley's. I meant Zaxby's.
I was about to say, like, where did Fusackley's come into this?
My bad. I mean, Fusackley's is good, too. Yeah, they got cheese fries. Fusackley's
is like harder to say.
Fusackley's.
Have you never been? I don't think so.
It's really good. They got cheese fries, but it's like white queso.
It's really good. They got cheese fries.
Well, they would kind of fit in the same category as Zaxby's and Cane's.
But I think they're Zaxby's Alabama Zaxby's. Exclusive.
Are they really?
Yeah, I think really? So.
Huh.
That's one of the things that like people like are so just like, whoa, about.
Well, that makes me want to go now. Because
it's
like,
a mobile. You know?
Yeah, it's like, oh, we have access to one.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Perhaps we'll go one day.
But are we really?
We might. Who knows?
Maybe you'll have to do like mom did. And like
and just get some
just
and bring it.
Some to the house and we'll eat it.
Maybe I can do that Saturday
so
or something.
So Zaxby's really good. You gave it a 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a 9.5 out of 10.
Nice.
Really?
Yeah.
We were really
that
hungry.
Me.
Yeah. I mean, it was really.
I mean, I'm not saying that's not good, but I mean, that's some pretty high ratings.
Well, I had only been one time before. Trey took me because we were out working. It was whenever we were both chaplains and he was driving. He was like, do you want Zaxby's? And I was like, sure, because he was driving. I didn't want Zaxby's, but we got it, and it was fine. I didn't like, I've not been back since, but again, it's not because it was nasty, it's just because I like Cane's, so, but like, if we were all to be like, hey, let's go to Zaxby's, I'd be like, I'm down.
I'm thinking overall, like, the variety, the seasoned chicken, like, all of that, like, combined.
Sounds good.
They do have an awesome variety.
They do, Zaxby's.
Really do.
From what I've heard.
Yep.
All right. Tyler.
I'm ready.
What's your topic?
My topic is a little bit heavier.
Much you like
know?
You and I.
Right, exactly.
Not you, Mom. Me and Tyler.
I kind of want to talk about fairness in the workplace.
Oh, okay.
So, like, first of all, to you guys, when you hear the word fairness, what do you think of?
Fairness?
Yeah.
Just Mom, you
off
first?
The top of your head. Nothing
just being great. Treated equal.
Yeah.
Like, you don't show favoritism.
Do you have a different definition or opinion
no,
or anything?
Fairness, I mean, yeah, just just being fair, like equal.
Yeah, treating everybody equal. I agree with that. Okay, yeah. So we are all in agreement what fairness
so
is.
So far, yes.
Right. Do you believe that it is important in the workplace?
Absolutely.
Really? What about you?
Yeah.
Riveting.
I'm going through my, because I do have opinions.
Okay.
And I'm making sure that I don't get, because there's two things I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
And I don't want to get those things mixed up.
Well,
and
hopefully
misspeak.
Some of these questions will clarify that. But why do you think fairness in the workplace is important? Do you have a reason, or is it just like?
Well, first of all, I think that when it comes to the work environment, I am a very big fan of equal opportunity.
Oh, absolutely!
Like,
yeah,
I think everyone should have the same opportunities.
Absolutely,
no matter what.
Right.
So I think that, you know, it, and I don't want to, again, as you all know, we don't get political here.
Oh, no.
But, like, one of the big things that people have, like, there's, like, a big issue with is, like, the whole equal pay thing. And
yeah.
Like, there's people yeah. who get paid more, people who get paid less, yada, yada. Not talking about that. Talking strictly about opportunity.
Right.
I think that it just shouldn't matter who you are, where you came from, what you do. You should be treated fairly. Like, you should be given the same opportunities as everyone else.
So what about in relation to expectations and workload? Do you think that they should expect the same out of everybody, or should it be contingent upon that person's work ethic reputation?
I think it should be contingent on their experience level.
Okay.
Because, you know, yeah. you may have somebody who's more experienced, like has years of experience mm-hmm. in this position.
Right.
I'm going to use Delana, for example.
Yeah.
Like, she's a new nurse. So her expectations should not be that of a nurse who's been doing it for
right.
30
right,
plus right. years, you know, because she's mm-hmm. a new nurse. Now, as she has more years of experience in that, then, of course, her level of expectations will mm-hmm. go up as well.
Yeah,
I agree with that. I think it would be foolish to expect something out of, like, if I were to come to your job tomorrow.
Yeah.
It would be foolish for them to expect out of me what they expect out of you.
Right.
And vice versa, like exactly what Mom just said. If you've been there, like, if your experience level is you've got all these years and all these tasks under your belt,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it is fair, in my opinion, for your superior to expect more out of you than they right. would someone who hasn't had that.
Absolutely. So now, let's flip the script. Let's say somebody who's been there for a long period of time, but they have a reputation of not having a great work ethic. They, like, they're there. Then there's another person who's been there, let's say, a couple years, and they're like excelling at their job and expectations are like increasing on them. Do you think that that is a fair like situation? What are your thoughts on that kind of?
You want to go first? You want me to?
You can go first.
So Dave Ramsey has this saying that, mm-hmm. that I don't think it's original to him. He gives credit to whoever it comes from, but I'm giving credit to Dave Ramsey.
Yeah.
He said, donkeys don't like it when thoroughbreds are around because it exposes their donkiness.
Oh my.
So what that means is when me looking through the eyes of a superior, like a boss,
mm-hmm.
if I see three employees and just taking out of it what we're talking about, how long they've been there. If I see that employee A is really putting forth the effort, now he's only been here or she's only been here for, you know, let's just say a month, just to be somewhat realistic.
Right.
But he's already excelling at what employees B and C are doing. As a superior, I'm going to want to, like, hey, could you do this? Because everything you're doing now, you've done really well.
Right.
So could you do this? Now, again, from the perspective now of the employee,
mm-hmm.
it's like, look, brother, I appreciate it, but I've only been here a month and you're right. already putting like these things on me. Meanwhile, B and C are over here just chilling.
Yeah.
And is that I shouldn't, me as the employee, in my opinion, mm-hmm. I shouldn't have to become more stressed, more loaded down.
Right.
Just because they won't do possibly even what they're capable of doing.
Right.
But because I'm really putting forth all of my effort, all of my, you know, resources, maybe even, or whatever it may be, into doing a quality job. I appreciate that you see something in me, but I also need you to understand that I am struggling.
Well, and that's what I was going to say, is that do you take that as a compliment? Because obviously that person in that authority is seeing like that potential in you, and they're seeing like, okay, this person can do X, Y, Z. You know what I mean? Like, they're already excelling and they've been here for a fraction of the time that everybody else has.
Mm-hmm.
Let's entrust them with more responsibility. Like, that sounds like okay, cool. Like, you're acknowledging it, but
what do you think?
Speaking from personal experience,
mm-hmm.
I was in a very similar situation, and they just kept loading me down because I was good.
Right.
And I'm not tooting my own horn, but it's just the way it was. And I literally told him, I said, I feel like I'm being punished because I'm good at my job.
Right.
Yeah.
Because all these other ones were getting to goof off, make the same amount, but exactly. I was doing all the work.
Yeah. Well, and that, you just hit on a point that I wanted to touch on next, is I feel like that with every extra thing that's added on, there should be an increase in payment.
I agree with that.
Because I, me speaking from personal experience at a previous job, it was the scenario you're talking about, Tyler, where I was doing good and I had things that were going my way in the business realm of things.
Yeah.
And as a result, the boss began to take notice and he began to, hey, could you do this? And it was like, yes, I can. But what it turned into was I was having to stay and work late because I didn't have time during my hours to do everything that it had been asked of me to do. And even though I was putting in these extra hours, and this has been a long time ago, thankfully I wasn't married or anything, but I was still getting home late. And I did all this extra stuff, but there was never any talk, any offer of like more pay.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so basically what's happening here is you're getting a promotion without a raise.
Right. It's almost like being taken advantage of.
Yeah. It's like I'm helping you out and I'm doing more for you and for the company maybe, but you're not really helping me out.
Right.
I personally don't feel like that's right.
Yeah. Like on the one hand, yes, they're acknowledging like your work ethic and stuff. But on the other hand, they're not acknowledging it to the point. Like, it's almost like they're acknowledging it, but not appreciating
it. They're acknowledging it, but they're not willing to invest in you.
Right.
Like, and I realize it is from like a corporate, it's a corporate relationship. It's not like a mentor, but still, if you really appreciate it, and if you really want me to continue to do what I've been doing, I feel like because it is a corporate relationship, I should be compensated.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not here, but like, be not confused. I'm not here for my health. I'm here to make money. And then while I'm here and I'm doing a job, I'm going to do the best job I can do, but you need to do your job and pay your employees.
So the lack of fairness comes in whenever they're not being compensated for those expectations that are being met.
Right.
Regardless of whether or not they're accurately placed, it's when they're not being accurately compensated is where the unfairness comes in. Correct.
I think so, and I also think that the lack of fairness comes in as in regards to, okay, I'm here and I'm doing all this, but they are like goofing off or whatever. What's being done?
It's almost
you know,
yeah, for sure. So whenever somebody is in a situation like that, because I'm sure like we are not the only people that have experienced that. Like how do you think a person should react? Like, not necessarily react, but how should they? Like work to, I guess, reconcile the situation. I don't know the exact term for it. Like,
well, don't do what I did.
Ooh, Lord, what did you do?
Well, they just push you so far. You just finally just snap. Say, I quit.
Yeah. I literally. So, have you seen Shark Tank?
Mm-mm. The show?
Yes. Mm-mm. Okay. So one of the sharks on there, Barbara, she has social media now.
Oh, which good.
Is hilarious.
Oh, dear.
Because she's an elderly woman, and she was just making a video, but she was talking about where, like, when you start putting all this stuff on somebody that you're, like basically the situation that we're talking about, like, you have high expectations of somebody because they're doing a great job, and you keep piling stuff on there, because you know they can do it, and they'll do it well. She said, eventually, you're going to push them to the point of quitting.
Yeah.
She said, don't be surprised.
And, you know, in my case, I didn't just like quit.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I did, but I didn't. There was a process.
Yeah.
I did go to my boss
and
other bosses that were over that boss.
Right.
And explain, look, my plate's full.
Yeah.
They keep adding. You know, I'm coming in early. I'm leaving late.
My plate's full, but my wallet empty.
Right. Ooh-wee. Exactly.
That's me when I go out to eat.
But same. The straw that made me quit was I get called in, going to get wrote up for having overtime.
Oop.
And then that's when that was the straw. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, and see, and that's what I was going to say is like, what should be the order that somebody handles it?
I think, first of all, it's important to keep in mind that, and because you've heard it said so many times, but it really is true, especially when you find yourself in a position like this, it's nothing personal. It's just business.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So it's like, look, right now, we need to have a corporate conversation. It's got nothing to do with us as individuals because we can go have lunch. And as friends, and it not have anything to do with a corporate relationship.
Absolutely.
So I think, first of all, it's important to keep that in mind. Like, look, I'm speaking as an employee.
Right.
And I'm not, it's nothing personal, but my expectations for what I should be, I guess for my compensation, my expectations are not being met. because right. I feel like that if I am expected to do, you know, this, that, and the third, I should be paid for doing this, that, and the third, not just for this and that. You know what I'm saying?
So what do you, like, and I'm just, we're talking out of a hypothetical scenario here. Like, let's say hypothetically that happens, and they say, well, that, like, they can't issue raises, yada, 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 and, like, or, mm-hmm. or, oh, we're training you for potential management down the line and stuff like that. Kind of like, in my opinion, it kind of feels like an empty promise of, like they're just trying to push it off like a year or two later, you know, while getting the work out of you now kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it's just like, how do you deal with that? Like, how do you tell them, like, okay, where's this? Because that's not guaranteed in the future. Yeah. You may not even be here at that point.
Right.
You know, like where does the line, I guess, where do you draw the line? Because, I mean, like, if you tell them no, like, I don't know.
I think for one, the longer you let it go on without saying anything, without drawing a line, the harder it's going to be to ultimately draw a line.
Mm-hmm.
I had a situation in a previous job where I did feel that, look, I'm doing a pretty good job.
Yeah.
I mean, not again, like you said, Mom, not to toot my own horn or anything, but I'm good at what I do. I'm sacrificing a lot to be here. You're asking things of me. I need a raise. Right. And if I'm not able to get one for whatever reason, mm-hmm. then I'm going to have to go somewhere else. And again, that's not personal, but I got to look out for me and mine.
Right. Well, right.
And I ultimately did have to leave that job for that reason. They were like, well, we're not in a position to be able to issue out a raise. It's not that you're not. And they even told me this. It's not that you're not worth it. It's just we, you know, the person that makes that decision was not in that room, in that building.
Yeah.
And they were not able to do it. So I was like, okay, well, then I'm not able to stay.
So what about the, I don't want to say excuse, but what about the saying that's like, the world ain't fair and like you're going to have problems like that at every job kind of thing? Like, because I know y'all have heard it before. Like, I've heard it a bajillion times.
Well, you have to understand also that, yeah, they're telling you this and that, but at the end of the day, it's all about their bank account.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And if they can make you do more jobs and not hire another person,
right,
and keep you at the same pay, which is not fair,
right,
then that's their ultimate goal. Mm-hmm. And you just have to, you know, do some soul searching,
right,
and do some studying and weigh your options out.
Absolutely.
Before you go
trying to quit and put in 2 weeks notice.
Before you
put
in, you know, give them ultimatums, you got to be able to
back it up.
Yeah. So, but at the end of the day,
I'm leaving.
You know, it's all about, you know, the end of the day, it's the bottom dollar.
Yeah. I think there's a lot that could be said here. I think that a lot of it is knowing your worth as an employee.
Oh,
knowing,
absolutely.
Knowing what you bring to the table and knowing like what it is that
but should there be a certain level of tolerance, do you think? Because allegedly unfairness everywhere.
I think that you have to have a certain level of tolerance to be able to exist in the world.
Yeah, well,
I mean, to be able to literally be able to be in a corporate job.
So right.
I would say, there should be a level of tolerance, but I don't think that you should allow yourself to be taken advantage of. Because the thing is, at the end of the day, if you die, they're going to replace you tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. I'm not going to say. I have said that before, because there was a point in my life where like I worked and worked and worked and worked. I had 3 jobs at one point.
Yeah.
Like it was crazy.
Well, and if it's making you physically ill, you know, you're leaving work crying and you're going into work crying and you have to be put on medication to even go to work.
Nope.
I mean, you know.
Is the money you're being paid worth it?
Exactly.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
No matter what it is.
Well, so. And I've experienced, I know somebody, and they're going to remain anonymous.
Of course.
They've experienced health problems because of the stress that they've received from work that they, like, they were receiving extra responsibilities.
I was on drugs to go to work.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
I had to be on medication. It was that bad.
Yeah. That's not ideal.
Well, see, and my friend, he or she had to go, go to the doctor and like, they were so stressed out from all the extra work that they were given. And I'm just like, look, at the end of the day, they would replace you tomorrow because that work's not going to stop.
I burnt that bridge.
Oh,
I burnt that bridge.
Oh, gosh.
Sometimes you got to burn a bridge.
Well, hey, look, don't I know it? But like the like.
Sorry, Cody.
I was over here listening.
It's like it's going in a whole another level.
I was over here listening.
Like one of my friends, they were stressing out about feeling they were feeling obligated to do way more than they were being asked to do. Mm. Now, don't hear what I'm not saying. I'm definitely saying that like I definitely acknowledge that there is a level of worth ethic that can be displayed to show like you are a good employee. You can go above and beyond, especially if your goals like are up there, go for it. But when like that becomes like consumes your whole life and like at the cost of your health, your relationships, like your like just things that you would rather be doing. If you're all about being at work and it doesn't bother you, go for it. Get that coin, you yeah. know, get that overtime check. But if you come in and you're like, wow, really wish I could see my family, but I feel like I have to stay. Because that work is not going to stop. If you pass away right now, them emails still going to come in. Well, then people still going to call.
Well, and it's true. Like there's someone that I work with and for the longest time, he would not take a lunch break.
Oh, no.
And it was because he was like, I really feel like I need to be here because like mm-hmm. we got so much to do. And we do. There is a lot to do.
Yeah.
But I would keep telling him, I'm like, bro, if you take a lunch break,
yeah,
it's all going to be here when you get back. If you don't take a lunch break,
it will all be here.
There's mm-hmm. not enough work you can do in that 30 minutes or an hour that's going to like make up the difference. Because with the business that we're in, it's not going to make a difference. Like
right.
what we're doing is not going to stop. So yeah. it's like you're not going to catch up by missing a lunch break. So there are levels of like self-care that have to be taken into
Absolutely.
Account.
Absolutely. And I think that like with everything we talk about, I think there's a balance.
Of course.
Yeah. You know,
there is a balance.
There's times when you're like, okay, I really need to help out. Like I really need to try to get this stuff down. We are
For sure.
super over like super busy, yada yada yada. But when it's like, okay, like I've done a fair amount of work.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling super great. I would love to see my family. I would love to do things around my house. Like I would love to have a life. I'm going to leave when I'm allowed to leave, you know? And,
yeah.
and that's okay. Like it's okay to let yourself do that. Like I think where another level of unfairness comes in is when they place those, I guess, implied expectations on you. When they make you feel like you have to do way more than you actually mm-hmm. need to, like, yeah, that would be great. But like, mm-mm.
Well, and then definitely take your lunch if they're going to take it out anyway. They're going to take it out of your pay. Take that lunch.
Yes. Take that lunch.
You need that fuel.
Right.
You know?
That was for all the salaried folks out there.
Right.
That's pretty much it. That's pretty much what I had.
Well, brother Myron Wildman Jr.
Yeah, good guy.
He posted a status today.
Ooh, you better read that because I saw and liked it.
It said, "It says I know we live in a culture that glorifies busyness,"
hey.
And then he parenthesized, "I'm guilty of it myself." I think
we all are.
Right.
Yeah.
He said, "But it's okay to sleep in sometimes."
Yeah.
Not answer a text or phone call. Tell someone you can't make it. Tell someone you can't do it. Take some time for yourself.
Yes.
Take a nap.
Yep.
It doesn't mean you're lazy.
Right.
It means Ooh. You're human.
Come on.
And to that, I say amen.
Amen.
Because
my favorite meme of all time, tomorrow is not promised. Use your paid time off today.
Well, Jesus rests on the seventh day.
Hey,
he did.
So.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and he had times when he would retreat to the mountains. He didn't
yep.
take no disciples. He just went by himself.
Yep.
And I think you've got to, man. You've got,
oh, absolutely.
Like for me, and this is just the last thing I'll say. That's one reason why like my alone time and self-care
yeah.
days,
mm-hmm.
they are essential.
Yeah.
They are essential
absolutely.
To my well-being. And if I don't get that like pretty regularly, I'm not fit to be around.
Right.
That's all there is. Yeah.
I'm starting to transition to that myself. Like
yeah.
I've done a couple things here in the past. Maybe we'll talk about that on the podcast
perhaps,
soon.
Perhaps.
But maybe. I've done several things just by myself that I've just enjoyed just because like just life is hectic, you know?
Yeah.
We got a Panda Express going on. Like, It's important to take care of yourself.
Well, and then sometimes you get so busy that the Lord can't even talk to you because right. you're so caught up.
That's
in
a
so
big part
busy.
Of it right there.
And you need that time. Absolutely. And you need that one-on-one. And look, you'd rather give it than him take it.
Ooh, you're right. Because he sure will, too.
He's going to have his time.
Right. He's like, I'm going to have it. Are you going to give it?
Right. Or are you going to make me flatten your tire exactly. on your way to work? Because now you're late and you got to talk to me.
Right. Oh man.
But yeah, I guess the moral of the story is, first of all, remain prayerful in all this.
Absolutely.
Like we're talking about, like with fairness and jobs and stuff like that. Remain prayerful. The Lord, like you, his ways are higher than our ways. Who knows what he has in store? So remain prayerful through all of that. Know your worth as an employee. Don't be afraid to take care of yourself and, you know, be good.
Do better.
Well, Cody, yes. What's your topic?
My topic is different from our previous topic.
Oh, good.
My topic is bacon.
Ooh.
Yes.
Food. Part two.
specifically, is bacon overrated?
No.
Because bacon is loved and adored by many.
Myself
included. But I want to get into that. Like, why is it so wonderful?
Because it's so versatile. And it's such a staple. For brekkie.
Mom, do you think bacon is overrated?
No.
Do you think it's...
She said,
no.
You can't beat a good BLT.
Look, hey, ooh, yes. See?
Bacon. With homegrown tomatoes.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, replace the lettuce with spinach.
Really?
Yeah.
Does that make a difference?
That sounds good.
I don't care for lettuce.
I love lettuce, but I love spinach
lettuce
too.
Lettuce with spinach.
That sounds good. Because I do replace.
You know, I've grown to kind of do that in my salads. Mm-hmm. Like whenever we buy, mm-hmm. she used to buy like the whole head of lettuce. We like mm-hmm. tear it apart. So mm-hmm. I like getting that little box of the mixed
yep.
greens. There ain't no lettuce in there.
Nope.
I like that.
Same.
So what I was thinking of, as so many of my topics do, they come from me being at work, just minding my own.
Yeah.
And being by myself and thinking about random things. Today it was bacon. And I was thinking, you know, bacon, as good as it is and as essential and wonderful as it is there or are there dishes that would not be worth having without bacon?
BLT.
What? I disagree.
What?
What?
You would just have a lettuce, tomato, and bread?
It's called a sandwich. No, it's
hey,
not.
Hey, wait, back
no.
up. Wait.
No.
You can't beat a good tomato sandwich. So...
I will say this.
Yeah, but it's not a BLT.
No, listen.
True.
I misspoke.
Okay.
Because what I was thinking of is I like bacon tomato sandwiches. It's the lettuce that I could get rid of.
Dumb.
Okay.
I was like, I know so, Cody ain't eating just a lettuce and tomato sandwich.
Absolutely not. And if I did, it would have like a gallon of mayonnaise on it.
Oh, God. I wish you wouldn't have said that.
Did you eat the coleslaw?
Don't tell
it
me.
Has mayonnaise in it.
It has ranch in it.
No, it don't.
Tyler. Well, you know what has mayonnaise in it? Ranch and coleslaw.
Let's not talk about it. I like to pretend it's
and
not
now,
there.
And now Tyler has mayonnaise in him.
I can tolerate. Well, I've said it before. I can tolerate a small amount of mayonnaise and stuff, especially if I don't know it's there.
Well, that was the base of that dish.
Well, so. Hush.
That and cabbage.
Yeah.
So let's just kind of talk about it. Are there dishes that wouldn't be worth having without bacon?
Obviously, BLTs.
You're right. We said BLTs.
Yes.
Bacon, egg, and cheese biscuits.
Ooh.
Well, see, and I'm...
yes.
Well, like...
Because I'm not eating just an egg and cheese biscuit. Right, well, actually, I've done that before.
What I'm not talking about is like a bacon cheeseburger. Well, if you remove the bacon, now you just have a cheeseburger, which is also great.
Right. Yeah.
I'm talking about, is there anything where like, okay, you have this.
Yeah.
Now you have to have bacon. Otherwise, it's not the same thing.
Well, we've good. Already established BLT.
Right.
Bacon, egg, and cheese. I feel like that is a staple dish by itself.
Okay.
Because that is like I don't know if it's a northern thing, but it's definitely a southern thing. Like McDonald's has bacon, egg, and cheese biscuits.
You know I have one.
Okay.
Chicken, bacon, ranch.
Ooh.
Chicken, bacon, ranch things. Like specifically what I'm thinking of is like chicken, bacon, ranch. Sub or chicken.
Yeah.
I mean, pizza.
Yeah.
If you just have absolutely. Chicken and ranch, it's like, okay, but where's ugh. The bacon? You know what I'm saying?
That sounds gross.
Exactly. It's like, I mean, and even like, I started to say, like, what about a chicken wrap where you have like lettuce, chicken, and ranch, but you got to add some bacon on that bad boy.
Yeah, but it's not, I wouldn't say that it wouldn't be passable without the bacon.
True.
Oh, I know a dish that you couldn't have without bacon.
What?
It's those bacon ranch potatoes, that dish I make. With the cheesy potatoes.
Ooh, or
it
like
be that good without it wouldn't the bacon. Be good without bacon.
Or like you think about cheesy bacon fries. Like you can eat cheesy fries, but cheesy bacon fries.
I'm over here racking my brain for bacon dishes, trying to figure out. Look,
there's
what.
A dish that I make that literally requires bacon, and
I guess that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about.
So, what it is you take a $1 frozen Tostino's pizza, okay? You let it thaw out, right? Okay. Everybody with me?
With you.
Okay.
We roll it up into a burrito shape. It's a circle. So it's still pizza. It's just a circular pizza. You wrap it in bacon. You wrap bacon pieces around it and you put that junk in the oven and it comes out a bacon wrapped pizza burrito.
Oh my word.
Oh, exactly. Oh my word.
Italian and Mexican. Right.
Ooh, wee.
That does sound pretty acceptable.
And it would not be the same.
It would not bacon.
It would just be a Tostino pizza.
It would just be a regular Tostino's pizza in a roll mess. Up. Right. In a mess. That's called pizza roll.
I'm going to say two words and I want you to say the first thing that comes to your mind if you can.
Bacon.
Turkey bacon.
Ugh.
Oh,
that's my mom.
I was like,
that was the first thing.
My mom was like, you're like, I like turkey bacon. Well, so there was like 3 days where I tried to be like vegetarian. And I literally ate I think it's Morningstar. They have like a turkey bacon or a veggie. Oh, that's a meatless bacon. Never mind. That's something totally different.
I was about to say, if you were trying to be it's vegetarian, like you ate turkey bacon.
It was like a fake bacon, like you microwaved it.
Like veggie bacon?
Yeah. And it tasted like, it looked like a dog treat, but it tasted pretty good.
I mean, to be fair, I can't remember. It's been a long time since I've tried it.
Yeah. Well, you obviously didn't go back.
It has been a long time.
Obviously didn't. But I'm wondering if somebody served me bacon and it was turkey bacon, would I know the difference?
I think it depends on what it is.
I think it would be a slight difference, but not so much so that it's like, ugh,
I think it depends on how prominent bacon. The bacon is. For example, if you did have like, I'm thinking of like bacon bits, like in a salad or something.
Now that is noticeable.
You think so?
Different kinds of bacon bits? Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, you're talking about different kinds of, as in like the real bacon versus the crispy. Yeah, I'm not talking about that.
Do they have turkey bacon bits?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. If someone were to like I'm talking about the real bacon bits, not the little crunchy ones. The real bacon bits. If they brought that, but instead of being real bacon, it was turkey bacon. Would we be able to tell the difference?
I think on that we probably would because it's not as cooked as regular bacon.
You like, think?
It's a little bit more, I don't want to say raw because that sounds terrible.
But do you think that would help its case or hurt it?
I think that particular scenario might hurt it. Hmm. Because like I think ground beef and ground turkey. Like, I love ground turkey and you season it right, you can't tell the difference. But like you look at them while you're cooking it, and it's just like night and day, literally almost.
Right.
It's like, ugh.
I'm just going to stick to regular bacon. Same. It's got to be thick cut.
Oh, absolutely.
It's got to be what cut?
Thick cut.
I don't have a preference.
I do.
Now, do y'all eat flimsy bacon?
Yes, 100%.
Mm-hmm. I don't like it too crispy.
I don't want it to be like
burnt.
Yeah,
the face of horror
I don't like
that
burnt
I have
bacon.
Right now.
Well, I mean, I can't believe we're different on about something.
Right.
But,
how crazy.
It was weird for that to be the case.
I mean, and I'm kind of a snob when it comes to bacon. Like,
really?
I only like my cooked bacon.
Really?
Really?
Oh, no.
I don't like James to cook me bacon. I don't like anybody else to cook me bacon.
Well, and to your earlier point, let me back up.
Okay.
In the context of like a breakfast scenario, I guess.
Yeah.
Let's say we got bacon, we got grits, we got biscuits, perhaps some sausage maybe. I do like the bacon like we're talking about, the thick cut kind of flimsy bacon.
Okay.
I don't necessarily prefer that though on like a bacon cheeseburger. I want it to be a little bit more done because here's why. I don't want to bite down on the burger and then have the bacon like be stringy.
I understand.
Rubbery.
That.
Yeah. I want to bite down on it and break it. I want it to be crisp enough to break off, but I wouldn't enjoy that bacon like by itself. To that point, I can eat bacon by itself.
Waffle House's bacon is really good.
Boo.
Yeah, I'll eat their bacon. It's not thick cut, but it's okay.
I like the way that they cook their bacon. But
it's okay, Tyler. Mine's better.
Well, then you ought to make me some bacon.
Right. Okay. Make us some bacon.
I don't like when the bacon is so crispy that you pick it up and it just like crumbles under your finger.
Oh, yeah, I don't like that
That's
at all.
That's horrible. Well, what joy is there in
even
that?
Even when it has the greasy taste. Like it's cooked. It's literally like it's been just ruined. It doesn't taste like anything.
Oh, no, I like grease. That's my favorite flavor.
Grease is your favorite. Grease.
That's why I go to Five Guys. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, okay.
No, but like I like it to be crispy. Like I don't want it to like to be chewy or anything like that, or soft or anything. But I need it to be a little crispy. Like it has to be like the perfect medium. Like a little malleable, but like it's gonna come off.
Bacon is one of those things that everyone has a very strong opinion about.
I agree with that.
Like yeah. It's like bacon and toast. Toast is another one. Like the toast has to be just right. You know, you've seen those pictures like on Facebook and stuff where there's like 20 pieces of toast.
Yeah.
All of them are done
lightly toasted. Lightly. Like number two.
You think?
Where are you at on that?
I'm at more like a 3-4.
Really?
Yeah. Like now,
that, like it toasts all the flavor out of it.
I'm not a toaster.
All the flavor out the bread?
Yes.
You like bread flavor?
My favorite flavor is bread.
What is bread?
It toasts all the flavor. It tastes like bread.
Fred, I'm worried about what's in between the bread.
Well, I don't want it to like hurt the roof of my mouth.
You right there.
You know how that you toast right. does that sometimes? It's yeah. just scrapes. Like,
and there's yeah. no getting out of it.
Yeah, there is. That's turn that setting down. Well, what I mean,
fair point. You said you don't like toast?
I said I'm not a toast snob.
Oh, okay.
Meaning I can eat 1, 2, 3, 4.
I just can't do. I can. I just preferred it too, but I'm not gonna eat it black.
No, I'm not gonna eat it black.
I'm gonna try my best not to. However,
yeah, I don't want a crouton for breakfast.
Well, I don't want it, but I did come home for lunch today and made myself some grilled cheeses, and they did not turn out well.
Bless it.
It was literally.
I don't think I've ever made myself a grilled cheese before.
It was so black, bro. It was so black. Jeez. And I didn't.
How did you do it in the oven or on the stove?
On the stove.
And it was black. You had your heat up too high.
I had it up too high. I did. But see, the reason for it is because I was trying to like, I need this to get hot soon so that I can like get it done. Well, yeah, that's apparently frowned upon.
Yeah. Anyway, bacon. But let's go back to bacon bits.
Bacon on grilled cheese is good.
Really?
Ooh, really?
Yeah.
Well, they put bacon on that mac and cheese burger.
That's true.
Yeah, you can get you some pieces of bacon, like if it's left over, put it on that grilled cheese.
Gotta have that bacon.
It's bacon bits. What were you saying?
Bacon bits. Let's go back to that because them little red ones make me mad.
Those things are.
I don't like those. They taste, I don't like bacon bits.
It tastes like chemicals.
At all?
Not the ones that you buy like that. I like you make your own.
Well, I like that they have like realistic bacon bits that you can buy. I like those.
And they have. I like them.
I like those as well.
Well, Delana will use them in meals that calls for bacon bits. Absolutely. And then Tyler will come to my house. Not you, Tyler, but the other Tyler that don't listen.
Get invited, so.
And I'll make the same dish, but with the real bacon, like it's supposed to be. And he's like, "Yours don't taste like Delana's." I'm like, "Yeah,
stop it. What
I do it right."
Delana's like, "I don't want to make no bacon."
She'll tell me she's not doing it.
I don't blame her.
Look,
I'm like, I didn't raise you.
If
like
I
this.
Make it, I microwave. I get that microwavable bacon.
But I'm also
that stuff's good.
It is good.
I'm also your mashed potatoes got to be the real deal and not out the box.
Ooh, oh wait.
No.
I'll do me a little instant mashed potatoes.
But you would, I'm sure you would prefer fresh.
Oh,
from
for
scratch,
sure. Well,
but
here's my problem with that. I know we're getting off topic here.
Well, we do what we want.
But
you can put bacon in mashed potatoes.
Yeah. Ooh. Ooh. Bacon cheese mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
That was in my ears, and theirs too.
The homemade mashed potatoes. My problem is if there's chunks in there.
You know how to avoid that, right?
You add milk and butter and cheese.
But you also
and you just,
do smaller chunks. So when you boil them.
I get impatient. I like throw a whole potato in the pot and boil it. And I'm like, why isn't it mashing?
You'll have to excuse him.
I can't help him.
That's why I get the instant box. Just add water.
Just add water and then that's
yeah,
what
but what
have,
are you eating?
He don't care.
It's flakes. No, but
side note about potato flakes.
What?
It looks like soap. I have a little bit of facts.
Potato flakes?
Yeah
like that's the, what the. Have you seen the instant potatoes?
No,
it's white.
That's
flakes.
What they use in some of the movies for the snow. They'll use
really?
The instant potato flakes. Yeah.
Now I don't know if you knew.
Now
this.
It used to be in the day. Now I don't know if they've gotten modern and something else. But yeah, it used to be in the day.
That sounds really cool.
Can you imagine being out in a snow scene and have potatoes falling on?
Just open your mouth. It's like,
it's raining potatoes.
There's
the back in the day for like Dairy Queen commercials or commercials that used ice cream, they would use mashed potatoes for the ice cream because it wouldn't melt.
I could see that.
Deceiver.
So when you get the scoop, it's like a perfect scoop. You know, because it's not like smushy. No, I understand.
Have y'all ever seen those shows, how they show you how they stage food, like for commercials and
I've seen some, I think YouTube videos on it. And how they'll like
use the blowtorch to do the turkey just right, make it look like,
and then they put toothpicks to like balance everything out to where it doesn't look smushed.
That's why our burgers don't ever look like the ones they advertise.
They sit on a throne of lies.
And I don't know where I was going to go with that. I was going to say I sit in my car while I order it and get a burger that's ugly.
Help me. Okay, well, I have one more thing I want to ask y'all about. What's the deal with Canadian bacon? Is it not just ham?
I think it's just ham.
Is it supposed to
be? I think it's like some places where like chips.
That was my foot. Did y'all hear it?
Yeah.
Like England is chips. It's fries.
Right.
So.
But if I go to Canada.
Canada, they would say this is bacon.
But so if I go to like Waffle House in Canada, presuming they have Waffle House.
Right.
If I order a bacon, am I getting
probably be that
microwaved ham or
it would probably be skillet ham. Nonetheless, I think so, because if you go there and order fish and chips in England, you would get fish and French fries.
Yeah, but I have to believe. Okay, so
and their biscuit is a cookie.
See? That's true.
Ooh,
so American bacon. Like, could I go to Canada and request American bacon?
Probably.
I'm sure.
But what would they call it there?
American bacon.
Okay, that was not planned.
I love Benson as well. Let's see. Okay, well, so bacon is great, so we're all in agreement.
Absolutely,
real bacon,
right? Not to be confused with turkey bacon.
Look,
right.
As long as it ain't artificial bacon bits, you can give me any kind of bacon.
Well, final point on those, they were fine growing up, but now that I've had the others,
it's like chemically.
Yeah, you can't
do it.
And Pizza Inn has that in their buffet.
I know.
I'm like, man,
I sure do be adding it.
Me too. I wish these were real, but wow, let me get some of them.
Wow, right? Like, can't wait to drown it in ranch.
Right.
This week on Drop the Bop, y'all, I got a shouty one for us. Ooh. I got a bop like we. Give him a glory. Shoot an arrow.
I mean, I'm going to need you to calm it down a little bit.
But he's worthy.
When I think about the goodness of Jesus.
Brady's going to pass out.
He's a little sunburned.
Oh, Lord. Right. Okay. That's it. I was singing Sunday, and I was like, and I usually get red when I like sing like hard. Yeah. But I was red at the beginning of service. So I'm like, these folks probably think I'm about to pass out up here. And I was just sunburned.
Yeah.
But anyways, this week on Drop the Bop, I am recommending a good one for you in it, as opposed to all the others.
Right.
But this one's called But God.
Ooh.
By the Pentecostals of Katy, featuring Lauren Blendman. Girl, I'm sorry if I messed up your name.
He probably did.
Right. And Marcus Antonio, who has been featured a couple times on the podcast with his bops.
He's the homie. You
know? Right. Absolutely. But y'all, this song, Praise Break Central. Like, there's not a whole lot of verses or anything like that, but if you're looking for a get down, stomp on the devil kind of song on your Friday morning before work, and you just want to give him the glory, that is the
one. That's a tambourine.
All right.
That is the one to listen to. I'm talking, y'all. I just feel my help coming
right now.
But it is really, really good. It's most of the song is the devil thought he had me, he thought I was dead, he thought that I would give up and never dance again, and then they say that again and they're like, but God, and it's good.
I like that a lot.
It's really good. Ooh.
Well, if you would like to hear it yourself, all you have to do is go to our Instagram.
It will be in our highlights for Apple Music and Spotify.
But if you go soon enough, it may still be just at the top in the store.
Wow, that would be great. Do that.
Yeah, you should do that.
It's been great having you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming.
That's so much fun.
You the best assist.
I love it, Tyler. I'm the one that requests that all the time.
She loves it so much. I was wondering if you were going to bring one out while she was here.
That always puts a smile on my face.
Oh, I'm so glad. Well, we'll definitely have to do this again. You should definitely come back home.
Absolutely.
Okay. What food do I bring?
Stop.
To be determined.
Right. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of The Table. It's a family-friendly podcast that we upload weekly for your amusement. If you like that, subscribe and head over to Instagram and Twitter, where you can give us a follow at That Table Pod. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and share this podcast with your friends, your family, especially your mom. If you'd like to learn more about other ways you can support the show, take a moment to check out the description where you'll find a short list we've provided for your convenience. We thank you so much for hanging out with us again today. It's been our pleasure to serve you. And as always, until next time,
be blessed.